Hi, I'm Danielle Todd, and you're listening to None of Us Are Normal. You can't see me right now because this is a podcast, but if you could, you'd see me putting emphatic air quotes around the word normal. Honestly, what does it mean to be normal anyway? Who decides what is or isn't normal for each of us? And why do we all so desperately want to be normal? If you don't know me yet, I'm a Canadian country artist living in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a wife, a frequenter of my sunroom, a dog mom of two, and as of recently, a podcast host. In my experience as all of these things, I've decided that none of us are normal and that normal is something completely made up that puts limitations around our feelings and experiences. But here's something that's not made up. We all struggle. We all experience sadness sometimes, whether momentary or all-encompassing. We all deserve joy in our lives. No, none of us are air quotes normal, but we're all very, very real. Join me in real conversations with real people who I know and love to discuss mental health, music, and what it means to make the most out of life. These conversations will be equal parts tough and fun. As in anything in life, there are two sides to every coin. I'm happy that you're here, and I hope you enjoy this episode of None of Us Are Normal. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is in no way medical advice. For 24/7 free and confidential support, referral, and treatment options and guidance, please call the National Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline at 988. If this is an emergency and you are in an immediate danger to yourself or others, please push pause on this episode and immediately call 911. The idea of goal setting. Let's talk about setting goals. So many people these days are all about setting goals and accomplishing their goals. And if I get this goal achieved, I'll be one step closer to my next goal, and having these big, big, big dreams. And I think it's amazing. It's great. It's wonderful. You know, obviously goals are good for a sense of accomplishment when you achieve them, a sense of motivation, having your focus, all those amazing things, right? When you set a goal. Also, when you set a goal, there can sometimes be that other side of it, the side that puts so much pressure on you that it's almost debilitating. I just wanted to come in and say, goal setting is amazing. We should all do it, honestly. I have so many goals in my life that I want to achieve, and I'm sure that you're the same. There's big goals, little goals, and sometimes goals of just, you know, just putting the laundry in for the day. Like, that's a little goal. You might go to bed at night and say to yourself, you know, tomorrow I want to get these three things checked off my list. Goal setting. And all those goals will lead to that bigger goal eventually. I've kind of come to the conclusion that if you don't achieve your goal, you are not a failure. This is what I've had to tell myself. Honestly, I've had so many goals in my life and so many things that I've wanted to accomplish, and I have accomplished a lot of those goals. I'm really proud of them. I'm really proud of everything that I've done in my music career, in my personal life. And it's been a really amazing ride, kind of, when I look back on all the things that I've set out to accomplish and achieve that I've done. But at the same time, there's been a lot of goals in my life that have put so much pressure on me and that have changed over the years. So, for example, I'm going to get real vulnerable, I guess, with you guys. One of my big goals in life was to achieve a house before I was 30. That was a big deal because, honestly, it was at the height of the housing market, first of all. So everything was super expensive. It was very hard to just get approved for loans and all that stuff at the time. And it was very hard to buy at the time because everything was just being bought out from underneath us. And so I set out with this goal. I had had it for years, probably about 5 or 6 years. By the time I was 30, I wanted to be a homeowner. No matter what situation I was in, no matter if I was married or if I was dating someone or what, I wanted to have my own home. And I think that it's a really great goal in general just to work towards, you know, a property. Maybe not everybody might have that theory, but I really did. And it was really important to me. It was kind of my beginning to set up for my life. You know, I think it's a really good investment. And so that was one of my big major goals in life that wasn't to do with my music. This was a personal goal of my own. So this was totally behind the scenes. My fans, I feel like, get to see a lot of me, but they don't get to see kind of a lot of my personal side. So this is a little bit of a personal thing that I decided, and I decided it quietly. So I worked and worked and worked. I worked really, really hard. And Grady and I finally decided we were going to buy a house together. And he worked really, really, really hard. We had a really successful year. I had a song that went number one on Winnipeg's Now Country 104. My song did really well in Australia, Crazy and Backburner. I was on Sirius XM. I was touring. I was doing radio tours. And it was amazing. I was on the go all the time. And then whenever I was in Nashville, I was working every single gig. I was literally a yes girl. I was saying yes to every single gig because every single dollar that I had, I wanted to save towards a down payment. And Grady was the same. We put this pressure on ourselves. So when it came down to it, I just wasn't ready to buy a house before I was 30. My 29th year came and went. And on my 30th birthday, gosh, let me tell you, I was a wreck. I was so upset because of this one single little goal. Well, I guess it's not really little. It's kind of a big, ginormous goal. But still, I was just so upset about all the things in life that I wanted to achieve by 30, a house being one of them, that I didn't achieve. On my birthday, I cried. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want to celebrate. However, I did celebrate. My father came down to visit me for the night, which was really, really sweet. And so I did end up having a good day. But ultimately, turning 30 was a really, really, really hard time for me. There were other goals I won't get into, but in the music industry that I really wanted to meet by the time I was 30, and I didn't meet them. Flash forward a few months, I continued to work towards my goal. Grady and I continued to work together, and we bought our house, and we closed on our house a month and 2 days before I turned 31. So I was 30 when I got my first house. I would just like to say that having that pressure on myself for no reason was ridiculous. You know what? We got our house when we were ready for it. We got our house when we had the money for it. We got our house when the market was at a place where we could buy it. We got the house of my dreams. I love my house. I'm very happy about it. I love where it is. We were searching in a certain area. You know, there were just so many circumstances that made it so that before I was 30, I wasn't able to get a house. And when I was 30, I was able to. And you want to know what? When I posted that I bought a house online to all my fans and my friends and everybody, do you think anybody was like, wow, she's already 30 and she just got a house now? No, nobody freaking cared. Nobody out there cared about my goal that I had in my own head. So that unnecessary pressure to like ruin my 30th birthday where I just like, I thought the world was ending because of a few different goals that I had set in my mind was just outrageous. Like, honestly, in the last couple of years, I've had a lot of loss in my life. I've lost friends. I've lost family members. And when I think back to my 30th birthday and I sat there and I cried because I got a day older, I am like almost embarrassed to admit it. I can't believe that I didn't see my 30th birthday as a gift because it really is. And I think that it's really important to, while you are working towards your life goals and while you are focusing on them so much, you also have to give yourself some grace. I feel lucky to even be here. And now, not even 11 months after my goal due date, I got what I wanted. And so sometimes goals shift, they change, they're different. I have this written down in front of me that failure is an event and not an identity. I'm going to say that one more time here. Failure is an event, not an identity. And what I mean by that is like, sure, okay, I failed at this one goal by this due date. all of a sudden it's like, I'm a failure. I didn't get my house. I'm such a failure. It's like, how the heck do you leap from not achieving your goal, this one goal, to I am a failure? Like, no, you, you can maybe fail, for lack of a better word, fail at reaching your certain goal, and that is what you failed in. But it doesn't relate, it doesn't translate to you becoming a failure. And so I think it's really important to kind of differentiate your goals from your identity. So when I go out and I introduce myself to someone, I don't say, hey, I'm Danielle, I'm 30, I'm a homeowner. Like, what? Neither of those things matter. Like, it's like, hey, I'm Danielle, I like to sing and I have two dogs. Like, that's how people view me. That is what my identity is. And I think that it's really important to kind of keep that in mind when you have these goals, because these goals are not your identity. They are just what you want in life. And so you have time to work through them. You have time to work towards them. Everybody has time to just step back and think, okay, this isn't working for whatever reason. Why? Also, what kind of goal do we really want here? When I was 30 and working towards my house, I was touring. I was on the road. I was, you know, and then the pandemic happened and I was at home, but I was performing, I was doing music, I was writing, I was making a living. So is really my goal to get a house, or is my goal just to be happy? Because I think you can be happy without reaching that goal at a certain time. At least I was, you know, I was working really, really hard. And when I look back on that time of my life, like, holy man, it was so stressful and so hectic. The last thing I needed to do was put this big weight on my back. Like, hey man, if you don't reach a house by the time you're 30, everyone's going to hate you in the world and they're just going to think you're such a loser. Like, what? So again, as I said, failure is an event. It's not an identity. We are not failures because we didn't meet our goal. We may have failed at our goal, and that's it. You know, that's all that it is. And then you move on from it, or you continue to work towards that goal, or you allow your goal to change. Another goal that I really wanted my entire life, I want to be Taylor Swift. Okay. Like, who doesn't want to be Taylor Swift? I want to go on the road and be Taylor Swift. And I want to play stadiums every freaking night. I want to have my face on every billboard in the whole wide world. And I want to do all these ginormous things in music. And sure, you know what? If I had the opportunity to be Taylor Swift today, like, I don't think that I would turn it down. But also, in the last couple of years, my goals have changed. I didn't meet that goal in the time that I really wanted to have it, which was in my 20s. And I really wanted to be in a stadium and play a stadium. And I still would play a stadium. Like, let me tell you, if anybody's listening and they want to give me a stadium gig, please sign me up. But at the same time, I am so happy to just be creating music now. And it doesn't feel like a failure anymore. It used to feel like a failure to me. It used to be like, man, you didn't beat Taylor Swift. Who are you? And it's like, my gosh, there are so many levels of success in the world. And there's so many levels of success when I think of it myself and in my own mind. What is the most important thing to you? What is success to you? I think that that is probably a really important thing to just kind of think about for a minute, because success to me used to be stadiums, Taylor Swift, you know, being on top of the Billboard charts, releasing albums upon albums upon albums and being number one all the time. And that was success to me. And now success to me is I'm playing music. I'm performing more than a lot of people actually in my industry. I get to perform all the time. Songwriting, recording, releasing music that I love, that is important to me. So take a second and just think about, what does success mean to you? Does it mean being happy? Does it mean working and never seeing your family until you reach your goal? Does it mean, you know, I don't know, that's a little bit dramatic, but seriously, think about it for a minute, because what does success really, really mean? Once you have that in your mind and you also allow that success to be, in quotations, liquid, I think that's when you start to thrive. Because I think to myself, I mean, I am still working towards playing stadiums, but if it doesn't happen, I'm not a failure. Your goals can also change because of circumstances. So let's just rewind a little bit to 2019 when we were all setting these massive goals. And I mean, maybe not even massive goals, just these goals that we wanted to achieve and we had plans for the future. And all of a sudden, the world shut down. I don't really want to bring up a pandemic, but at the same time, how did your perspective shift? How did your goals change when that happened? How did you maneuver around and continue to just live your life? Because everybody's goals changed in that time. And look at us. We're all still working towards goals and we're all still trying to be successful. And it's, you know, almost 3 years later. And so circumstances can really change your goals and how you achieve them and how you meet them and how you focus on them. Your life can change, obviously, which is also circumstantial, but maybe your family situation changes, or maybe your home situation changes, or your job situation changes. And that creates that goal to maybe sit back on the shelf. Or maybe you think to yourself, like, man, I really wanted to do that before I was 25, and I just don't think I'm going to make it there. So what? Keep working towards it. Things can change, and that's okay. Life throws such wild curveballs all the time. And I hope that anybody who is listening, I hope that you guys listening are thinking to yourself, like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm just going to have a little bit more grace with myself. I'm going to have a little bit more patience. I'm going to just be, and I'm going to see what happens next. I think what I'd really like to leave you with today is the quote that I said before, that failure is not an identity. It is an event. So just keep that in your mind when you're moving forward and you're taking steps towards whatever you want to achieve in life. Be careful with yourself, be safe with yourself, and be kind with yourself, and be kind to those people around you who are also reaching for their goals. Thank you so much for listening today. Thank you so much for listening all the time, and I truly appreciate you guys. Now it's time for your pick-me-up of the day, a quick piece of advice to help you through hard times. For today's pick-me-up, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but honestly, find yourself a pet. And I'm not talking go to the Humane Society or go to a pet store and buy a pet. I'm saying find a friend with a dog or a horse or a cat and ask them, hey, can I hang out with your pet today? Honestly, one of my favorite things to do is just chill out with my dogs. They are so sweet and so cuddly, and it just makes me feel so much better immediately when I'm around them. Another thing that I love to do is go on a horseback riding trail. There's a bunch throughout Middle Tennessee that you can just kind of, you know, pay to go on horseback for an hour. But if you have a friend who has horses or anything like that, go do it. Why not? You know, go do goat yoga. Hang out with animals, man. They are so freaking cool and they never expect anything from you. So that is my pick-me-up for today. Find a fuzzy friend and go hang out with them. Thank you for listening to None of Us Are Normal. Being a human is hard, and I hope hearing from other humans on my show helps you in your own experience. For additional resources or to learn more about today's guest, please visit DanielleToddMusic.com. So make it worth every joy, worth every pain. Look for the sun even.